Chapter 35, Promises to Women. There is a work for women that is even more important and elevating than the duties of the king upon his throne. They may mold the minds of their children and shape their characters so that they may be useful in this world and that they may become sons and daughters of God. Take time to pray, and as you pray, believe that God hears you. Have faith mixed with your prayers. You may not at all times feel the immediate answer, but then it is that faith is tried. You are proved to see whether you will trust in God, whether you have living, abiding faith. Trust all on the promises of the Lord. Trust God in darkness. That is the time to have faith. Wait patiently for the Lord. He will be to you a present help in every time of need. The Lord is good. Praise His holy name. God loves to have us trust Him, loves to have us have confidence in His promises. Only believe and we shall see the workings of God. If there were 20 women, where now there is one, who would make this holy mission their cherished work, we should see many more converted to the truth. The refining, softening influence of Christian women is needed in the great work of preaching the truth. Woman should fill the position which God originally designed for her, as her husband's equal. The world needs mothers who are mothers not merely in name, but in every sense of the word. We may safely say that the distinctive duties of woman are more sacred, more holy than those of man. Let woman realize the sacredness of her work, and in the strength and fear of God, take up her life mission. Let her educate her children for usefulness in this world, and for a home in the better world. If you feel at liberty to moan and groan over bereavements, things that are past, out of your keeping, things you cannot change or alter, you will neglect the present duties lying directly in your pathway. Look unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of your faith. Turn your attention from subjects which make you gloomy and sad, for you become an agent in the hands of the enemy to multiply gloom and darkness. Although severe afflictions may come upon you, it is your business to look up and to see light in Jesus. There are many who become restless when they cannot know the definite outcome of affairs. They cannot endure uncertainty, and in their impatience they refuse to wait to see the salvation of God. Apprehended evils drive them nearly distracted. They give way to their rebellious feelings and run hither and thither in passionate grief, seeking intelligence concerning that which has not been revealed. If they would but trust in God and watch unto prayer, they would find divine consolation. Their spirit would be calmed by communion with God. The weary and the heavy laden would find rest unto their souls if they would only go to Jesus. Whatever spiritual blessing we need, it is our privilege to claim through Jesus. We may tell the Lord with the simplicity of a child exactly what we need. We may state to Him our temporal matters, asking Him for bread and raiment, as well as for the bread of life and the robe of Christ's righteousness. Your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things, and you are invited to ask Him concerning them. It is through the name of Jesus that every favor is received. God will honor that name and will supply your necessities from the riches of His liberality. Their work being always urgent, it is difficult for some to secure time for meditation and prayer. But this they should not fail to do. The blessing of heaven, obtained by daily supplication, will be as the bread of life to the soul, and will cause them to increase in moral and spiritual strength, like a tree planted by the river of waters, whose leaf will be always green, and whose fruit will appear in due time. Though their present needs are supplied, many are unwilling to trust God for the future, and they are in constant anxiety lest poverty shall come upon them, and their children shall be left to suffer. Some are always anticipating evil, or magnifying the difficulties that really exist, so that their eyes are blinded to the many blessings which demand their gratitude, the obstacles they encounter, instead of leading them to seek help from God, the only source of strength, separate them from Him. Do we well to be thus unbelieving? Why should we be ungrateful and distrustful? Jesus is our friend. All heaven is interested in our welfare.